Blog Talk Radio.
Where it came from speedily,
Not waiting, not lingering around, but speedily, Lord God and Father, we declare that it's happening even right now. Even right now as we speak the word, you said, the centurion said to send the word, you don't have to come to my house. The centurion even said he was not worthy to come to you, but send the word, even the word, oh God, would do what he needs for his servant. And God, we are sending the word, your word, to Andere's house right now, Ms. Andere, Butmore's house right now, God. And the word is going to her house like a sickle, God, cutting that virus out of her bloodstream, Lord God, cleaning her blood from that virus, Lord. She should begin to feel warm and nice and comfortable even right now, God, because you are in her home. You are in the home right now. You say wherever two or three is gathered in the, you are in the midst, oh God, in your presence. She's her and her daughter's there. And the Holy Spirit is there, so there's more than two. Father, we thank you right now. We call it finished in Jesus' name. Now, God, we ask you to bless this service today. We ask you to bless it that as it go to the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord God, that it will not return void. We ask you to touch the woman of God that's about to bring forth this word that she had from Wednesday, Lord, last week. Lord, that she would bring this word, oh God, with power. She would bring it with authority, oh God, and she would bring it by the Spirit of Almighty God. We ask you, God, to anoint her eyes, her ears, and her lips clear, that as she see and hear, she would speak, God. We command the devil to leave right now. We command Satan to leave the room right now. Leave and take your nervousness with you, Satan. Take it with you right now. Take the nervousness with you right now in the name of Jesus. Take it back to hell because the joy of the Lord is her strength, Lord. She should operate in the joy of the Lord. And, Father, as you use her today, God, many will be saved. Many will be healed. Many will be delivered. Many will be restored, oh God, by this word that she released today. In the mighty name of Jesus, come on in, Evangelist Lula, and let the Lord use you. Come on in. I'm going on mute. Come on in.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day.
Praise the Lord.
We are so blessed to see it.
Yes,
Lord. We are blessed beyond measure to see this day. Oh,
hallelujah.
Holy God. Thank everyone that have tuned in to share and to participate today on this live.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much, Apostle Callender, for inviting me, having faith in me that I can speak or say something. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, my dear sisters, that have supported and helped me to lean on you when I felt weak, when I needed an uplifting word. Pastor Linda, thank you. Apostle Millie, my dear friend, my best bud,
thank you
for being so kind and for being with me and encouraging me. Oh, it means so much.
I ask
right now that God will be in our midst, that he will hide me and enable me to say something today that will inspire, encourage, and let the world know God is still God.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Today I've chosen to speak on the topic, praise ye the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He said in his word, everything that has breath, if you're breathing, you ought to praise.
Amen now.
Thank you, Lord God, for this day. Lord God, I'm asking you to help and strengthen me to say what needs to be said.
Yes,
I remember I used to ask God, I said, Lord, make me truthful. So many times I said things turned out it was the truth. I didn't even know it. But God, you're so good. You're so kind.
Yes, he is.
I want to start with the verse that really is the key verse, and it says,
"I'm gonna be in your house." Not that chair, your chair over there. And the sun. Hello.
Sorry, I'm on mute now. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. I thought I was doing something wrong. I was looking at my phone. What was I doing? But praise be the Lord. That's all right.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes. He said, if we are true believers and desire to follow God's commandment, then we want to praise.
Amen.
Because that's in his commandment. This ain't Lula telling you, you better praise God. The Bible speaks these words. And if you are a true believer, then you will follow these words. Let's look at the first scripture here that says, you should praise God. He is the one to be praised. Now, I'm going to go to the scripture in just a minute. It says, who should praise? Let's get it straight. If you're breathing, you ought to praise. That's who should praise.
Amen.
You got breath. Holler out to God. Hallelujah. It's the highest word.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
So many letters in that word. Starts off with H, but it tells you that's highest praise. Hallelujah, God.
Glory to God.
Who should praise? Everyone that has breath. Psalm 150:6. I want to read that because that tells us what we should do here. We should be praising God. 150. I'm gonna read that. Say it. You know, the devil is busy. I had all these lined up, and now he wants to kind of move out the way and praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre.
Mm-hmm.
Praise him with tambourines and dancing. Praise him with the strings and flute. This is David talking. Praise him with the clash of cymbals.
Mm-hmm.
Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
All right,
it says, praise the Lord. I like it when I go to a church, y'all, when they holler out, praise the Lord, saints. And then the people say, praise the Lord. Then I say, I know I'm in the right spot. Because that's what we come in the congregation. We come in the church to do what? To praise God. Don't be looking around, ooh, look what she got on. I don't like that hat. It's all crumbled. It's all. You're there to praise the Lord. And that's what gives me a good feeling when I can hear them call it out. Praise the Lord, saints. And they holler back, praise the Lord. Everything that has breath, you ought to praise. That's the main key point to be made in this talk today. Who need to praise? Everyone that has breath. He also said in the word, if you don't praise, and he ain't got the beggars. If you don't praise me, I'll have the rocks to cry out. And I like it when Bishop James said, read it for yourself. If you don't think I'm telling you what's in the Bible, you got a chance to read it.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to praise. You got breath praising. Number two, we want to look at what is praise. Don't get it twisted. Some people don't want to open their mouth. He said praise is when you utter to God how good he is to you. We all got something to praise God for. The alarm clock didn't wake you up, Millie.
I know that's right.
Almighty God said, let me let us see one more day here. You know,
all
when
right
you get a certain age, we said we on God's time. God has helped me to get there.
Come on now.
He promised us 40 and 10, but when you get over that, you say, oh, God, I guess God will praise you because I know I'm on your time. Hallelujah, God.
Glory be to God.
I like that about him. He decided to give me some more time here. Oh, that accident I just had. The car gone, but he said, Lula, you got to stay here a little longer. And
all right,
I thank
now
you, Lord. I praise him for that. I praise God for allowing me to come through that accident. And it was a rough scuffle because the police, I said, that I encountered came from hell.
My.
He didn't do right. But that's all right. He said in his word, under all conditions, we need to praise God. Now, this
Amen
is what praise looks like. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for this day. And we all say hallelujah. Because you're here on the line. He let you be here. It ain't because we've been so good or so kind or did everything right. His grace. His
right
grace and mercy allowed this to happen. So praise, what does praise look like? David said he loved to praise and sing. He was the one that also would dance in praising God. That's what it looked like for David. But I have to say what it looked like for Lula.
Come on now.
I didn't just start praising God because I got old. I remember when I was about 5 or 6, I was a baby, so I didn't have to hold a garden. I didn't have to plant the garden. But my job was to water it. And I'd love today to see a garden grow. It's a blessing.
Yes.
Because when you plant a seed, that don't mean necessary it's going to come up.
That's right.
I always felt you need to pray over it. You need to sing to it. You need to water it. That's what you do to show praise to God. Because it's his power that lets things grow and live and be able to exist. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Then
he
said, when you praise, not only you open your mouth to say, thank you, Lord, you can sing. But you know what I like? When you get to moaning. Sometimes you go in church, people,
you go, oh, come, girl.
God!
Hallelujah!
Directly to God. The devil don't even understand it. That ain't his language. That's God's language. He know you feeling it so deep, you don't know the words to say, but you go, Lord, you're praising right on. I don't let nobody stop my praise, y'all.
Because
God's been good to me. I don't know about you. You can tell yourself. You can say, thank you, Lord, you delivered me out of my mess. Thank you, Lord God, you got me here with the congregation of the saints. Thank you, Lord. You could have been somewhere else, in jail, hell. But nevertheless, God allowed you to have in your mind to join up with the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back when I felt this was my beginning of my praise to God. Journey with me when I tell you I was down in Selma, Alabama, outside
right
in the backyard. Lord, I've been to Sunday school, and I love this little song. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. That was my song back then. I was worn to God, singing my song. Lord, just me and God, by myself. Round the corner come this tall white man. I got a little shaky. Now, what am I doing? He had tears in his eyes. I said, oh, Lord. And then he began to speak. He said, I had never heard that sweet sound before in my life. He looked to be in his 40s. He wasn't a teenager. I go, huh? He said, that's so beautiful. He said, I had to find out, was I dreaming? Or was this a real song? I said, little old me singing, this is what I do. He reached in his pocket. Now, back then in the early 60s, 25 cents. When you didn't have a dime or a penny, was a lot.
I know that.
He reached in his pocket and pulled out a quarter and said, here, you keep on singing. You keep on doing what you're doing because it blessed me today. Hallelujah!
That's all right.
He said, it blessed me today. Tears running down. I don't think he was faking that. Big, tall, white man. He wasn't faking it. God sent him around there to see me singing. And not only that, he reached and gave me something. And this is another reason I know truly when you praises go up and blessings come down. God
yes.
can send you a blessing even by a white man. Mm-hmm. I knew then I was on the right path of doing what God said do. Praise him. Singing and praising God, that's what Lula do. And I thank God. It has blessed me it all throughout my life. But I remember that start I got in the backyard that day. I was praising mm-hmm. God. And
yes,
God
sir.
Sent a blessing right on down. Thank you, Lord
Amen.
God. That's what praise look like, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Singing, calling out to God, thanking mm-hmm. him for his goodness. Because God
oh,
is
yeah.
worthy to be praised. He got all power, as he said in his prayer. He's all knowing.
That's right
he
now.
He sees everything. You can't hide from God. He sees you.
Amen.
And he said in his word, he know all about us.
Thank
know
you,
every hair on your head. That's a God that's mighty close. He knows all. So praise him. No matter what, you ought to praise the Lord. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
That's what praise look like. Look at what Samuel said in 1747. Let's turn over to Samuel. We've been in Psalms. Samuel, what did I say? 17. Let's go to Samuel 17. And we're going to look at 47. Praise ye the Lord. When you praise God, he said blessings come down. So true, so true. Like I said, I had all this. 17, still looking. I just about got there. Praise ye the Lord. Going on down from 17 and look at what 47. It says, Oh, that's 57. Hold on. Samuel 17:47. I'm looking right there. It says, about the Philistines. Let me read it. If I can,
thank you, Jesus.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
David said to the Philistines, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those together here will know this, and it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, but the battle is the Lord, and he will give all of you unto our hand." Yes. Then it go on down to say, as the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle to meet him. Reaching into the bag and taking out a stone, he slay it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. To the stone, sank into the forehead, and he fell down on the ground. So David over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine. Amen. David ran and stood. He took hold of the Philistine sword and drew it from the scabbard as he killed him and cut off his head. This was a mighty, mighty triumph that he had over the Philistines. Oh, praise God. He caused him to have the strength to defeat the enemy. So what he did after this mighty battle was praise the Lord for his goodness, his allowing him to have this strength. So many times we are in scuffles, battles, courtrooms.
Amen.
Had the problem. But Almighty God, he can defeat them all. He can give you victory over whatever problem, but you ought to give him praise. When you hear those 10, in my mind, I see how he healed those 10 men when they were sick. But only one had the mind to holler back, "Oh, thank you, Lord." That's showing praise. That's what praise looks like. It looks like you said to God, "Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for giving me victory. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me." We ought to praise him. You can sing it. You can dance. You can holler out. But that's what praise looks like. And we go back to praise ye the Lord. Because he's worthy. He's good, and he is a mighty warrior. He can defeat the enemy. He got all power, he said, invested in his hand. Now, why you won't praise him? You ought to praise God. Thank you, Lord God. That's what it looked like. You got in your mind to praise God. You speak it. you thank him. It said in his word, if you had 10,000 tongues, you couldn't praise him or thank him enough.
Amen.
He's just not worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord God. Thank
yes,
you,
yes,
Heavenly
yes.
Father. So we know what praise look like. Thank you for being the mighty God that you are. There are
Amen.
So, the third thing we want to look at when we said praise ye the Lord is the many benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at the woman that didn't have nothing, but the prophet was coming to visit. Just think about
yes.
it in your mind.
Yes.
She said, I ain't got nothing to feed him, Lord. God told her what to do. Cook what you got. Pray over it. It's going to work out. And didn't it work out for her? Didn't he bless her? Sometimes
yes.
you just have to do what God tells you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And see how he blesses you for doing that. When he bless you, saints, you need to holler out, thank you, Lord. That's all this talk is today, is to say to you, praise the Lord. So many times we are under bad conditions. We in trouble. We done messed up. Sometimes our own messed up. Nobody did it, we did it ourselves. But God can deliver. But you got to put your faith in God. You got to trust that his ability is what you need. It tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things. I was looking for a car. I was without one longer than I can't even remember how long. My children were babies, I guess, when I didn't have a car for so long. But I turned to God. Lord, you see me. I'm walking. I had that accident, car gone. Lord, bless me with a turn my face to God. Thank God I'm in a 2020 Nissan Visa. I love it. But I thank God for it. So I got my praise.
Praise God.
God. Praise you, Lord God, for your goodness. All these things will be added. And I want to say this. A lot of times people say, I want to be looked on. It ain't about you. It's all about God.
Praise
and all
God.
These things you got down here, Mr. Wall, the rich man, Walmart, he gone on. They argued over his stuff. He left. I promise you, the treasures down here will rot and mold, but seek the treasures that God said ain't no rust and mold going to get on. The treasures in heaven.
All right now.
That's what we need to strive for. I want to do God's will. Why? My treasures are laid up in heaven. You can't touch them. You may rob me of my ring. Well, I ain't got no real diamond, I'm telling you now, so don't come for me. But if I did, it ain't gonna last.
My God.
My diamond ring down here will go to naught. But the treasures that God has laid up in heaven, thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
That's what I'm seeking. You ain't got the light, Leah. So many don't. That's okay. But remember who is striving to do God's will, to fill up treasures in heaven. By what? With the good book that it is. The Ten Commandments.
Yes,
I spoke on them one time. But God said, put them on the contents of your heart.
Yes.
And live by. That's when I know you got them. You understand what God is telling you to do. The commandment. He didn't give us a million. He didn't give us but 10. Thank you, Lord God, for your blessing. Oh, this has been a wonderful time in my life, I tell you. We could say, I wish for this, I wish, but God knows what to do.
Amen.
I asked him, I said, God, I ain't 16, what can I do to help? He encouraged me to go back to school, learn more about the Bible, and offer counseling. So many don't know who they are and where they going, and they killing people, killing themselves. You hear about it. I ain't making this up. Wars and numerous of wars. The Ukraine, I pray for them every day. It's sad. Their mind is not regulated by God. When you're killing yourself, when you killing others, and you making war because you want land, Putin can't take that land to hell or heaven. Amen, amen.
My God.
You need to align yourself with God's will. Follow his commandments. Praise be to God. He has given us instructional book to live by. Thank you, Lord, for the Bible. Thank you for your words. You said heaven and earth may pass away, but your word, it ain't going to
Praise nowhere. Him.
Hallelujah.
The word don't be here. Get in the word. And I love this when you say, read it for yourself.
My
God is so good. God is just who he say he is. He's good. All the time. He is good. And I say to you, you ought to pray. Thank you, Lord God, for this time.
Hey, glory.
Thank you, Lord God, for those who care to hear your word.
Hey,
this
glory.
Ain't Lula's backing off. I just want to say what thus says the Lord. If you got breath, what? You ought to praise. What does praise look like? Calling out to God, praising his name. Even if you can't talk, you ought to moan. So many times in the midnight hour, I'm here by myself. Ain't nobody know it but me and God. I keep it saying, Lord, Lord, you see me. Oh, ain't got nobody. I'm calling on you. Hey, he ain't let me down. He continued to take care of me. And I can't help but praise him. I will praise him all the days of my life. Oh, his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Call me up.
Yes.
Lula, praising God. Yeah, I've been through. One man told me, you've been through the ringer. He didn't lie. I've been through. But God, he brought me.
He brought you to
Amen.
I can't help but praise him. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me. And those
who have
a praise on their lips, they ought to shout out, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Give him praise. You can praise folks for doing stuff for you. You can praise your child. You can pray. But God is due highest praise. Because he allows you to stay here to see it and to receive it. Don't get it. Your alarm clock ain't got no power. It could be ringing and you going on to heaven. Hallelujah, God. Continue
Glory.
To praise his name. Hallelujah. However you want to call his name. Oh, some faith call him Yahweh. Some say, hallelujah, Baha'u'llah. Some of them say, hey. My rose. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I can call him any way I want to call him. He know I'm
Jesus.
Talking directly to him. I'm talking directly
my
to God. You ain't got to like it. God knows my heart. Praise his name. Continue to praise it. Don't stop. Don't stop. He said,
hallelujah.
I know all conditions you ought to praise. Your conditions ain't going to be good all the time.
Mm-mm.
But praise God. He's the one with the power. He's the one able to bring you out. Don't stop your praise.
Amen.
There's benefits in praising. I'm living today. I know he gives his blessings, his favor unto you.
Hallelujah.
He's almighty God. He knows what to do for you. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. And we're going to ask right now that you allow me. I love poetry. I love to say to God, I used to say, God loves me. This I know. I started singing that long time ago. To me, that was the best song they made at the church. Oh, I know he loves me. Ah, you may not, but I know God loves me. Oh, thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness in my life and allowing me to be here today. And I thank you for my many friends, the ones who are walking in the spiritual walk with me. Yeah,
yes.
I thought it would be more friends, but they left on out the way. They slid on down the road. They ain't with me. But the ones that are with me, I thank you, Lord, for them that encourage me to live a life that is pleasing in your sight, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for them encouraging me when my way gets dim. But God, you said you'll never leave me or forsake me. I step out on that every day of my life. And I praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this.
Hallelujah.
This little haiku I wrote is just 17 syllables. It's called Praise Ye the Lord. You. Yes, you should praise. Hallelujah. High praise due to God. Praise him. I wrote that back in March of last year because I was praising God, and he gave me that poem to tell people to praise ye the Lord. That's what we need to do day in and day out. Yeah, you ought to get up in the morning. Thank you, Lord, for letting me see this day. And thank you, Lord, I know you're going to be with me all during the day. Thank you, Lord,
when
I lie down, that you let me last through this day. No matter what happened to me, I'm still here. Thank you, Lord, that should be your prayer day in and day out.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Please.
Hallelujah.
This is for us to praise God. It's in the Word. And you can read it for yourself. And right now, I praise and thank God that I hope this was beneficial to somebody that had ears to hear and a heart to feel that this is from the love of God. Amen and amen. And thank you all for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to turn it back over to Apostle Callender, who is in charge of the rest of the program. Thank you so
praise
much.
The Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank
praise
you.
The Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The Bible said, let everything
praise
that have breath praise ye the Lord.
Praise
everything
Hallelujah.
That have breath. So we thank the Lord for you coming on and doing what thus says the Lord. We thank God. You know, there's so many I always talk about, what you call it, over there in Louisiana, gumbo. The gumbo has so many different things in it. It has so many different things in the gumbo. But when you all, when it's all finished, you can smell the ingredients smelling so well to your nostrils. You say, oh, my God. it just smells so good. But when you look, there's some different kind of fish, some type of shrimp, some type of all type of stuff in there. All you got all different type of vegetables in there. But the gumbo come together and make just what you want to be made.
Amen.
And this is what teaching and preaching the gospel is all about. It's not about PhD or B or MA. It's about God's people coming together and doing what thus says the Lord. Everybody have different style. Some is long-winded, some is short-winded, some don't have no wind at all. But they get
it,
you know. And that's what you have just done. You have come in and you brought some raw meat. You brought some raw meat and you put it in the pot. And by the time you were finished cooking,
we could tell that
you was making a stew. We didn't know what it was all about when it started. You put the meat in and you put the vegetables in. But by the time you finish,
you
do it with stew. And I just want to say, Father, I thank you and praise you, O God, for this young woman to come in today and break bread for us the way you have given her, with the ingredients that you have given her to put in the oven or put on the stovetop. Lord, we ask you to bless her. Oh, God, it's beyond her comprehension, all that she has asked for, Lord. Meet her needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, we ask you to anoint her fresh even right now. Oh, God, what she not even expecting, Lord, give to her right now, Lord. Pour it into her soul right now, God, by your spirit, because you said, not by power, not by might, but by the spirit of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Say to the Lord. Do it to her right now, Lord, and let her experience your breath of fresh air on her, just like the apostle experienced in the upper room. Blow on her right now, Lord. Let her experience the wind. Let her experience the fire right now. Blow on her. Lord, let her feel the heat of heaven right now, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Father, we are so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God is truly a good God. You know what you said, I'm going to have Bishop come and do the prayer of salvation, but what you said that really touched my heart. You know, I love my God. I love my God. Even though I'm hatching some banana plants right now. And I tell you that when you started talking about the garden, it really touched me. You see, you love the garden. And you love to sing in the garden. And I do exactly that. I talk to my plants and I talk to my little sucklings and stuff. And I sing songs to them and tell them how beautiful they are and so on. And that was touching my heart because, you know, you have to
praise God
for everything. Even while you're waiting for your blessing, you got to praise God. When you're waiting for your healing, you got to praise God. You can't praise Him just when you get the healing. You can't praise Him just when you get the blessing, but you got to praise Him when you're waiting for the blessing. The farmer goes out to the field and he praises God. The farmer that knows God, he goes out to the field and he praises God before the rain comes. Some people say, what is he staying out there in the sun? Why is he out there in the sun? And he got his hand lifting up to heaven. What is he doing? Is he crazy? No, he's not crazy. He's praising God for the rain even before the rain comes to soak the ground for the seeds to germinate.
Thank you, Lord.
So I thank you that word that you said, it is a blessed word. And some many, I heard, I know I was blessed by it. I know many over the world is going to hear it. They're going to be blessed because they're going to know that you got to praise Him. You got to praise Him. That's a requirement. He told you in the word. He said, let everything, not some things, everything praise Him. Watch the animals when it's raining. Watch the wild animals. Or they do some dance. They do a rain dance when the rain is raining, and they trample in the mud because they say, look, I got water to drink. Water going to sell in the pool. I can drink from that pool of water. They begin to dance. They're praising God.
Thank you, Lord.
The wild animals, watch them if you doubt me. When it starts to rain, they show their due. They're praising God. That's what you're talking about. So, Bishop, come on in and do a prayer of salvation. We're open the line. And, God, I'm so blessed. We pray for Minister Butt Moore, she got on the line, I told her, she said she would go and listen thing because how she was feeling, but God brought her in. She come on to hear the word.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You just got to pray. You just got to pray. That's all you got to do. You just got to pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise the
glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hello. Oh, glory.
Oh,
I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that someone, wherever they may be in the world, heard this message and just took it in your heart. It was so true, so faithful. Even as a child, you know, the humble beginnings. Oh, my God. Jesus loved me. Yes, I know. Hallelujah. I remember that being sung when I was a child.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Why?
Thank you, Lord.
Little strong. We are weak, but He is strong.
Amen.
He is still so beautiful.
Yes.
Whitney Houston, like a childlike experience.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh. Hallelujah, God.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
First praise song I learned.
Now that's
yes.
Now, we have never received Jesus as baby.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And anyone who has stepped to the right or to the left, got off the path of, get back on the path. Come
Amen.
Back.
Amen.
Yes.
Don't deviate anymore. Mm-hmm. Because never know when the Lord will require our soul.
Never know.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I was really feeling all my insides were shaking earlier. And
Jesus,
help me, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Pass from me. She said, just tell Jesus in His holy name.
Hallelujah.
Legs, my back, my back from yesterday, everything. You know, but the enemy to trick me. And don't let him trick you and then not return it. And who Jesus, before today, I pray in this holy, precious name of the Lord. That you would receive Him as your Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
We have Bibles and old sin. You know, they put them on the coffee table. So when people come in their house, old Christians, they have a Bible. Just take your hand and pass and see how much dust. You'll know if they're reading it or not. Some are so smart, they dust the Bible, but they forgot to dust the table.
Oh, yeah.
Bible's dusted 90% of the time they read. You have no matter which it is, New Living Testament, King James, Old King James, James, IV, ESV, any Bible that you have. Go to the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 8 through 10. And it says, well, what does it say? The word is near you, your mouth, and on your lips. That is the word of God which you preach. So if you ready, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have to meet it from your heart. Whatever sins you may have committed, don't go back to doing that. No matter what you were doing, you might have been an armed robber. You might have been committing adultery. You might have been committing fornication. Don't. Do it. Don't do it anymore. If you got somebody that you're living with, break up with them. It hurts. You know, it hurts because we've been there and done that. It hurts. You love someone, but you just make a commitment. Make a commitment. Either marry that person or separate yourself from them.
And amen.
You and that person. You must forgive others. If you believe that Jesus Christ, obeyed the Father God in heaven, went to the whipping post, the scourging at the pillow, got his flesh torn off his body, got a crown of thorns slammed down in his head. God, and his beat almost beyond recognition. And he walked to Calvary, dragging the heavy cross behind him up a hill. To a hill called Golgotha, the skull, which some believe it's where David walked and buried Goliath's head on Golgotha, because of the scripture says his heel will crush the enemy. Hallelujah. And it's believed that where Christ died for our sins and iniquity, not his, but the obedience through the Father God, he came down off of his throne, came down and suffered and died for our sins and iniquities. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm sure you believe this. Hallelujah.
I'm on the line. Can you wait?
Mute your phone, Apostle.
Wait a minute. I'm on the line.
Hallelujah. Now, if you believe that Jesus did this for us, and that third day God raised him from the dead, you shall make that confession. Now, next step is to baptize. And if you go to the book of Acts, chapter 4, 10 through 12, if you read 12, it's clearly stated. You must be baptized in the name of the Lord, remission of sins. Hallelujah. There's no other name that mankind except through the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Please. Because now, if you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, you're an ambassador for Christ. Hallelujah. You don't have to wear another title, but you're an ambassador. Just being a member of the body of Christ. You know, we represent Christ everywhere we go. We're supposed to. You don't have to be a bishop, an apostle, an evangelist, or a minister. You don't have to be that. You still invite people to Jesus Christ. For every soul that accepts Jesus on your recommendation, they accept Jesus as their Savior, there's a reward in heaven for you. It said that for every soul that you lead to the kingdom, you have a jewel in your crown. You know, and I hope my crown is hard for me to balance it. You know, so many jewels. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, Lord.
If they're big as a mustard seed, they're going to be heavy enough. Because I'm going to preach this prayer self. Goodbye, I'm going to preach this prayer of salvation every day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I say it over myself sometimes because I know we all fall short of God's glory. But keep yourself in God's grace. Repeat, rededicate your life to Christ. You want to do it every day. Do it, because every day we fall short of his glory. Every day. We're not perfect. We will not be perfect until we come. Hallelujah. Don't take a chance on your life being in damnation by not receiving the special statement. Invite people to your baptism. Hallelujah. You do this, it will be well with you. Yes. Peter said to the multitude being baptized, depart from all you workers of iniquity. He didn't say it in those words, but he did say repent, which means don't go back. First thing, repent. every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and it will be worth it to you and to your family and all who are far off.
God
will come. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 38 through 40, read for yourself. Bishop did not make this Bible up. God inspired the prophets to write this Bible, not Bishop. Bishop was not around. No. Wasn't around thousands of years before Bishop, but the word still stands. And by the way, the Bible, if you buy a Bible, you just Bible. the number one bookseller in the world is the Holy Bible. There's no book sold more copies. God bless each and every one of you. Evangelist, beautiful job you did. Gorgeous job you did. Wonderful. Clear. And I love when you said about, oh, and Jesus loves me. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
My family. Song, and it turned out to be mine, even though I sing a lot of them. I try to sing In the Garden. That is
oh,
so
yes.
Beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Bless each one of you, and be safe today, wherever you may go. You know, be safe. Partake later on, honey. No. Okay. All right. So it's back to you, Apostle Calvin.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Lord.
I believe.
God, so good. Yes, he is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Oh, praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
It's back to
the Bible. Praise shall continuously be in my mind. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, doing the damn thing. Thank you, Lord. God,
hallelujah.
It's so good.
Hallelujah.
All right, then. I'm open for anyone who would like to come and comment on this beautiful word that's been given.
Yes.
This powerful word is powerful.
Hallelujah.
Because it is the word of God.
Amen.
It's powerful.
Hallelujah.
And because he is who he is.
We Amen.
Because of all he has done, but mostly because of who he is.
Yes.
Yes.
God today, and thank God for our sister, the woman of God, our evangelist who came on. Day,
yeah,
and she came on voluntarily.
Amen.
She came on voluntarily because she wanted to come. And when you come like that, you come to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. It blesses the Lord. Feel forced, but we don't feel forced to do something, but
Hallelujah.
We want to do it. We
voluntarily
come. And we give God our praise. We give God praise when we come. When we say, yes, here I am, I'll do it.
Yes.
Glory be to God. And that pleases our Father.
Yes.
So let's give God some more praise with our anointed comments, because I know there's people on this line that know what the Lord has done and what the Lord is still doing.
Yes.
Glory to God. And we know that God will continue to bless us. So we praise him now and forevermore, and we praise him for all the things he's already done. If you look back, you can see how far you've come. Glory be to God. Because I was looking back. You were preaching. I was looking back. Glory be to God. And
Hallelujah.
Look forward and know that God is going to do even the more in our future as we praise him and give glory. Hallelujah. And praise him for our life that he has given. Glory be to God. Continually praising God for everything that he has, does, and will do. Because God
Amen.
Says, I'll be with you always. What a blessing. What a blessing. That's enough to praise.
I mean, that's thank enough you. To give him a hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can get too excited about
yes,
and you can
yes,
never
Lord.
Too much thanks. Glory be to God.
Yes,
you can praise him enough. Like the woman of God said, we can never praise him enough because he's done way more than enough. Glory be to God.
Amen. Amen.
More than enough. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
More than enough. Hallelujah. And I'm going to praise him.
Mm.
Who want to be quiet? Who want to sit there like a bump on a log and not praise the Lord? We're going
right.
to praise today on this line.
Hallelujah.
We're going to praise him all the day long because as you walk in the light of God, you're praising him.
Mm.
As we walk and do his will, we are praising God when we do his will. That's praise. That's worship. God.
Praise God.
Thank you. The line is open for anyone who would like to come in and encourage this woman of God. Hallelujah. And she's such a
thank
beautiful.
You, Jesus.
And we thank God for our sister
thank
right
you.
Now and for all of you on this line.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for
thank
you, whether you come and praise God or not. We thank God. Hallelujah. That
yes,
you
Lord.
By
yes.
Glory be to God that you was
yes.
able to take it to the line. So we say praise God anyhow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That we even got up this morning like the woman of God say, you're breathing. If you're breathing, you ought to be praising God. Glory be to God because he's the reason why you're breathing. My God, he's the reason why you can do what you do. Glory be to God. No matter what's going on in your life, he's
mama.
Glory be to God. And we have more than enough
come on now.
Praise our God. And even when we just say, look, y'all. Look what the God, look what the Lord has done for me. I'm still here.
Yes, Lord.
I'm still here. I'm still breathing.
Mm-hmm.
After all I've been through, I'm still breathing. I'm still living. I'm still doing. And I'm still blessed. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
So thank God, y'all. We're gonna turn it over now to anyone else who would like to make a comment. I just, praise is something that we just do. We just automatically do it when you know the Lord and when you know all that God has done. And even if he never would do anything, he has already hung on the cross for you.
Yes, right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can praise him. We can't praise him enough for just that.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
And he continued to bless.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
He'll bless you all the way through. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
So,
hallelujah.
Up in the morning, open
thank
your
you.
Eyes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And take a breath.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Just let these few words come out. This is the air I breathe.
Yeah.
All right now.
Your holy presence. Living
inside of me.
Hallelujah.
I'm only for you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
I guess you're all hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God, but that was God moaning through.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. He'll have your you don't even know what you're moaning, but one thing you know is that you're praying to God.
Amen.
And what you're saying, and you're worshiping God, and he's so good, and make you want to say hallelujah, make you want to say, God, you're so good. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
God, I love you. God, I'm going to praise you all your life.
Yes.
Praise
you.
Oh, God, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The line is open. The line is open. Oh, God, we're giving you a
thank clap. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Oh,
I said, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Thank the Lord for my being here this morning.
Hallelujah.
I've been honored to the Spirit of the living God that's dwelling in my body right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah, the one that's holding me up right now.
Mm-hmm.
I honor, get honored to our overseer, Pastor David Callender, and his wife. I give honor to my apostle number washer and Bishop Washington.
Hallelujah.
The man and the woman of God, truly I thank and praise God for you all. Anyone else that may be on the line, Brother Deacon, if he's on the line.
Yeah,
but I want to thank God for my friend Lula.
Thank God for you. We have been through
a lot, and when I say a lot, there were more good things than we had a couple of bumps, but God always brought us through. And what's so good about it, it wasn't because of us, it was because of the other fellow. So God has blessed us. God has blessed her, and I was so delighted to hear that she was so willing to come on this line and talk about praises. No, we just cannot praise our God enough, but, you know, we can praise him. Hallelujah. He's up on record. David up on record. We can praise him. He says, I had a 500 tongues or 5,000 tongues. He says, I can't praise him enough. But one thing I know for sure, we all to give praises to God for everything you do. And look in the book of Psalms, what Evangelist Luda spoke on.
Yes.
And I just love that 50 songs and the 60 verses say, let everything is head broke. Praise be the Lord. So you know what? They're going to leave nobody out. You know, anybody that profess the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Pulls the old man up and praise God. Hallelujah. He inherited the praises of his people. He wants us to praise and worship him doing everything but just that. But it's time that we come back to the old landmark. We got to come back to the old landmark. Let's get this thing straight. I keep on saying we got to get this thing straight. But y'all pray for me. Hallelujah. Y'all pray for me that I will continue grow stronger in the Lord. And thank you, my sister, again. I want you to come back. Hallelujah. We invite you to come back and open your mouth and let God do the speaking. And that's all right.
Amen.
God bless you.
Bless you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. God is so good. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't help but praise. Help us praise. Yes, right now. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. My. The line is open. Hallelujah. Thank God for this day. God. Hallelujah.
Praise his name.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Praise his name.
All right now. All right now. Hallelujah. Thank God for our sister.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a blessing to me since I have met her.
Well,
I've met her in the spirit before I actually met her face to face.
When they were here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, and we were all praising God together, enjoying each other.
Amen.
Family. You know your family.
Amen.
You know your family because we have one. God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Thank
God. He has blessed my life. Glory be to God, Apostle Millie.
Thank you, Jesus.
Minister Batmus, which is on the line, we've already prayed for her, and we will continue to pray for her.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I call her one of my spiritual daughters, too. Okay. Hallelujah. And we thank God for her, and we know she's going to be all right. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
As well with life and everything concerning her. And she will get up out that sick bed. And I
thank
you for the line anyhow. See, that's praising God right there. I'm going to get on that line anyhow.
All right now.
And
All that other stuff. But it's already been sent back to the pit from which.
Amen.
So
amen.
The fact you already up because your spirit stays up. Glory be to God. Your spirit stays up, praising the Lord. Hallelujah. I know while you're in that bed, you're praising God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Today, you're not going
to.
Glory be to God. You're not going to ever keep me down. Glory
be
to God. No matter what the enemy try, you're already up. You're already healed. He said so.
Yes.
I striped, you were healed.
And thank you, Lord.
Oh, the foundation of the world, my God. Because Jesus always was the Savior. Jesus always was the healer. Jesus always is and was the provider.
Amen.
So you right now, hallelujah, are blessed to be a blessing. Because you're
Amen.
When you've already been diagnosed, it's just a diagnosis. Glory be to God. It's not the will of God. It's not God's report. Glory be to God. But you're on this line. And we thank God for you. Because many people will be sick and feeling sorry for themselves. And ain't no way in the world I can go to the line today. I ain't going to be able to do that. No, you're able to do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Glory to Him.
Hallelujah. And even if you're in the line, you were still praising God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because you wanted to be. See, that's the thing. When you have a desire, when you have a great desire to serve the Lord, when you have that desire in your heart and you're bubbling in yourself with praises unto God, you're going to do what some people say you ought to not do, could not do, would not do, but you're going to be able to do it. Glory be to God because you got the strength of God in you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You got Him blessing your life. He is blessing our lives right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. We can all say today, the Lord is blessing me right now. It's not
Amen.
It's not a day that goes by that I would say, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's good. There's something going on. But no, you know what? Every day I say, I know I'm blessed. I'm not going to I know I'm blessed. I'm not going to complain. I'm just going to give
Jesus.
God the hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless His name.
I don't know nothing about no soccer, but I can kick about God. I can tell you that. I can kick about Him. Glory be to God. And you can kick the devil out the way when you praise God. You kick him out. Glory be to God. Just kick him out. When you're praising God, he can't stay around.
Yes.
Everywhere you are, you cannot be. Glory be to God. I'm done. Glory be to God, and I'm happy.
He's gonna take off.
That's
right.
He's gonna take off. He got to go. Got to go. No matter what the situation, or what the problem, no matter what the chaos, the strife, whatever it is, it got to leave. You know, and that's why they say when you praise and worship God, and sister said it on the line, evangelist said it on the line. She said when praises and worship go up, blessings come down.
Yes, Lord.
We have experienced that. Saints on this line have experienced that.
that when we praise and worship God, pray
Hallelujah.
To him in faith and believe, those blessings are going to come down. And I thank God. We're
Hallelujah.
Blessed to just be on this line right
Hallelujah.
Now. Glory be to God. We're blessed to be able to speak and come to this mind and praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That's a
Amen.
Few sermon
oh,
talking about praise ye the Lord.
And yes, yes, yes.
And we needed that. We
Hallelujah.
Need that. Glory be to God. But so many people don't want to praise God.
That's the truth.
So many people don't want to praise God because they feel like they don't have to. They
mm-hmm.
feel like they got enough already. I don't need to praise God. Or either they feel like they don't have enough. And God ain't good. Where's God? I ain't got this. I don't have that. You know, and they don't feel a need to praise God. But
mm-hmm.
it's necessary to praise God. I remember when I didn't even have a bed to sleep on.
All right now.
I used to take the pillows off the sofa and put them on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Did me what he did, and I had to take my children, and I became a single parent. My God, all my I had my children's beds, but I didn't have a bed because I left the bed with him. I didn't even want that bed that we slept on together to follow me. Glory be to God. I left the bed for him to sleep on. My God, I didn't want no memories. I didn't want that bed with me. Glory be to God. And I left. I left. Hallelujah. And I left with what only I purchased,
mm-hmm.
what only I had, what I paid for.
God.
I left,
God.
And God blessed me.
Yeah,
God blessed me to be able to, and he kept me. God kept me through it all.
Yes, Lord.
I remember when I didn't have enough heat, I put my children by the heat. My God, and still it was so cold, but God... Somebody to come and get us out the house because we could have all froze to death. But God sent help. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember to my mother, and I had to stay in the house because it was closer to my job. I'm telling y'all, I got more than enough to praise God.
I know that's right.
I slept in a bathtub by the heat in the bathroom. I put a pillow in the bathtub. I'm telling y'all about
Oh, that's all right, sister.
How he kept me.
He brought you through. He brought you through.
Because he brought me out. Glory
yes, he
God.
Did.
Hallelujah. And I still, today, I still tell people about it. Because I
Yes, yes.
Good. No matter what situation you in, God is good. Hallelujah. And he's still keeping you. He kept me when I was in that house. Glory be to God. He kept me when I didn't have no food. He kept me when
yes,
I didn't have no
yes,
time.
Yes.
He kept me when I was sick. He kept me when I was about to die. He kept me
amen,
when I
amen.
No more. He kept me. I know why I praise God. Praise
yes.
God. He's your keeper.
Yes, he is.
Saying these things because a lot of people will not, you know, they got to hear these things because they don't want to, they don't feel like they got to praise God. You wouldn't be living. You wouldn't be breathing without God.
That's why you sing that song.
That's I sing that song. I almost let go because I did.
Because
I really did.
They don't feel they have to thank God. They don't feel like they have to praise God.
Oh, they don't. They look at it.
That was for a long time ago. We live in a new age now. Hallelujah. I heard God's word change not. And that meant all of his word.
Glory to
God.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank you. So we've all, I believe, had some humble beginnings. I'm talking about before I was born again.
Yes.
After I was born again, when I began to praise and know that I had to praise God, I knew Jesus. I didn't know Jesus. I didn't have a relationship with Jesus. I knew about him. I was saved at 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even understand what was happening. I was just a little girl. But I
Jesus.
I do know I heard God talked about in our home. I heard prayer. I heard all of that. But
mm-hmm.
your life to God. Again, hallelujah, and then watch God bless your life.
Thank
watch
you,
God bless you. You're gonna be praising God all the days of your life.
Ooh, yes, Lord.
When you think about where you've been, where you come from, and where you are now, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
More than one man misused me. Then God gave me a man that treats me like a queen.
Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. And I know you want to praise me.
Because I was a faithful person. I never was a cheater.
All right now.
But
thank you, Lord.
Had people people in my life. Excuse me. But God gave me somebody. Hallelujah.
Somebody.
Right here next to me. Hallelujah. He is the one that treats me like a queen. Glory.
Amen. Amen.
Fighting God. And he still haven't given me more than God will give me. He could never give me what
yes.
he has given me. He can never love me like Jesus loved
Amen.
Me. Amen. God, but he loves me. And he
yes.
loves like Christ loves the church.
Yes.
Kind of man you want. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's man, right, sister.
That's the kind of woman you want. A woman
mm-hmm.
gonna love you like Christ loved the church.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Oh God, we just thank you today. I tell you, when I start thinking about what all the Lord has done for me, oh God, and where he brought me from.
Yes, Lord.
From being homeless
mm-hmm.
to home.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You know what, when you think about it, and I'm going to shut up after this, when you're without Jesus, you're really homeless. When you don't know the Lord, you're really homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually, you're living a life of famine.
About?
You're spiritually bankrupt without Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God. We're really homeless without him because you
mm-hmm.
can't go home without him. You can't go to your heavenly home.
Sure
you don't
stay
home
sure.
until you make Jesus your home, until you make him your shelter, until you make him your everything. Hallelujah. You're homeless. You're destitute. You don't have nothing.
Without
nothing, and we don't have anything. My God, I'm telling you, I know. Glory be to God that
mm.
we don't have a home until we come to Jesus Christ and become one of the body, of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Mm. Yes, Lord.
Then you got a home to look forward to. You got a heavenly home. And then he'll keep you in his shelter.
Hallelujah.
He'll keep you in his shelter. He'll be
yes,
your
he
rock.
Will. Yes,
he'll be
he will.
Rock you can stand on. Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be the rock you can stand on. Your house will be built upon the
mm-hmm.
rock and it'll never sink. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then you are safe in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You have made your temple his house. My God, you've made yourself a living sacrifice for the Lord God Almighty. Now you're not homeless no more. Glory be to God. Now you can grab hold to all the blessings that the Lord has for you. You can actually say, Lord, I thank you for every promise that comes to my life that you have given, God. Hallelujah. You can say that. You can
yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Because now I know.
Between. Yes, Lord.
I know that I am yours and you are mine.
My Lord.
He said, what is mine is yours.
Yes, Lord.
What is mine is yours. He told
thank
us
you.
That.
Thank
you, Father. We thank him. And again, Evangelist Lula, you bless my soul. You bless me.
Thank you, Lord.
You bless me all the time. And thank you for all your prayers. Thank you for every prayer that you've said for us.
Lord.
Minister Andera, thank you for your prayers. Apostle
thank
Calvin,
you, Lord.
Prayers. Oh, Apostle Millie, thank you for your prayers.
Thank
you.
Major,
calling everybody's names out. We thank you for the prayers. Glory be to God. We thank you for those
yes,
who
Lord.
Faithful. We want to thank you all today for those who have been faithful to the kingdom and the business of the Lord.
My Lord.
The woman of God said in the message, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and all of the things will be added unto you.
Amen.
And I
Amen.
Just one thing. He went to David, which was very good. Perfect for this message. David was just a young boy when he was fighting Goliath. Some people might think he was a man, but he wasn't a man yet. But he was,
it was a
fixed
fight.
I always say it's a fixed fight. You already got the victory. Glory be to God. But he let him know. He went into the battle saying, hallelujah. He's come. And he said, I've come in the name of the Lord. And he let the people know we're going to get the victory.
My Lord.
He was praying. saw it before he went to the battle.
Jesus.
He was declaring that the Philistine was going into his hands. My God. Hallelujah. And then they went and they plundered all the goods. They went and took everything. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God allowed them to go and take all and allow them to plunder. Take all. They got all of the blessing.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Then God told him, look, I know God was talking to him. All you need is 5 smooth stones. Be ready for the other ones if they try to come.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He wasn't just thinking about, I'll take you down. I'll take your brothers down, too. Hallelujah. If they want to come get some of this, I got something for them, too. My God, he had them stones, and he was ready for the enemy. God allowed him to be ready. See, that's where the praise and the worship comes in. Hallelujah. Because he was a praiser, a worshiper, and God gave him the victory. Amen. He cut his head off with his own sword.
Jesus.
He cut the enemy's head off with his sword. And what is the sword? It's the sword of the spirit. Glory be to God. We got the sword of the spirit that we could cut the enemy off. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that story in, because there's so much power in that story. Glory be to God. God,
Thank you, Jesus.
You don't have to be afraid. Glory be to God. I gave you all the weapon you need. Is my praise to me, my worship, my thanksgiving. I've given you all of that, and I've given my word. Hallelujah, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Yes. And every word that rise up against you, you can condemn it. Hallelujah. God's word is his word, is powerful, his
word
always be with us. Amen. And it's so
thank you, Lord.
Go back and play some more. I tell you what, that story is a blessing. And we can just, and like you say, read it for yourself.
Yeah,
no problem. Listen to
Amen.
It almost every day.
I love
and
it.
And you'll be
Amen.
That's what
thank
the woman
you,
of God said. Read it for yourself.
For yourself.
Glory
be
to God. And you see the blessing. You feel the blessing.
Yes, Lord.
You start to sing the blessing.
Get it in
my
you.
And
Amen.
Praise God. You're singing to the
thank
Lord.
You.
I love God. When you're praising the Lord, you say, Lord, I love you. I love
Amen.
You. That's thank
you,
God. God. And Amen. So anybody else that want to praise God and want to come and encourage the woman of God, come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. She's a beautiful, I wish everyone could meet her. Hallelujah. She's a beautiful
thank
woman of God.
Okay.
In the spiritually and naturally, she's a beautiful woman of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let her spirit on
thank
this mind.
You.
If you know the God, you done already met her spirit. Meet her in person. To meet her in person, you will be delighted. That's right. We've met her. And we're going to be getting together again soon. Glory be to God. To
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm praying for that. Praying for that.
Praise.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. It won't be long. It won't be long. Hallelujah. We'll be together this spring. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank when the Lord releases, we'll move. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, my Hallelujah. We'll get back together later and do some more word and get on Deacon Fraser's line tonight. Last night he got on early and we missed the word because they got on early. So when I got on, I was on time, but they were already gone. Because they started, so they started a whole, maybe like almost 40 minutes. But that's okay. I went and nobody was there, so I called him and I told him I was sorry I missed it. Hallelujah. But it was because they started early. And so anyway, we'll go tonight. I don't know what time he's starting tonight, but I'm going to go at regular time unless he tells us that he's going to start at another time.
Without excuse me, I will get back to y'all. I got to go and see what's going up with my daughter right now.
Okay.
And I truly was blessed.
Hallelujah.
I was blessed through the word and everything that I heard. And we ought to get back on the line together, you know, singing.
Yeah.
If Luda got time, all of us get together. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll call you later.
I'm here. I'll be
okay?
here. Y'all just
Just contact me.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, daughter and everything that's going on over there. We ask God to watch over them and keep them in his mercy and his grace. Lord God, keep them and keep them, Lord. Whatever's going on, God, you know what it is, and it's already been taken care of in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank him for it right now. Peace be still.
Amen.
In the name. We pray, amen.
Yes, Lord. So then, take care of them, Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord. He's a caregiver. He's a caretaker. My God. And he's already taking care of that situation. That devil ain't got nothing on God. Amen.
Yes.
So I know he's already. And we praise God for
he's
that.
He's going to work it out. Yes. Yes.
And,
thank you, Lord.
Yes, and
thank you, Lord.
We thank God for Minister Badness that she's feeling better. Amen. We're going to say, we're going to call it in the spirit that she's feeling better. She's already well, healed in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So continue to pray for her and continue to pray for the people in the Ukraine and for the people that were in the earthquake and for in general,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the people suffering in this earth. Amen. People of God and also people that don't know God. Amen. Are suffering
mm-hmm.
right now. So and for the grace of God, amen, and for healing and for restoration in the name of Jesus, also for salvation, most importantly, for salvation. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Glory
amen.
Be to God. That today, we really believe that people got saved today. When the word of God goes out, hallelujah, Apostle God always went, Apostle Calendar, oftentimes says that the sickle will go in and cut it out and cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
So the sickle has gone. God is the sword, amen. And he has already gone forth, cutting off, cutting the enemy up and out. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And he can't do what he planned to do. All of his plans canceled now in the name of Jesus. Whatever he thought he was going to do to the saints of God, we call it canceled, null and void, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. We thank God for that. Amen.
Thanks.
A little bit. Thank God. Thank you again, Evangelist. And we are going to stay quiet for a minute and see if there's someone else that want to come on. If not, we are going to close the line whenever Apostle Calendar says so. Amen. But I know I have to go, so. But if anybody else want to comment, please do so now. In the name of Jesus.
I want to say thank God I was able to join and be a part of this today. It's blessed my heart. And y'all comments and support of me has just made me feel so good. Thank you so much for this opportunity and for your kindness, your love you've shown me. This is such a blessing to everyone. I pray that God will bless their lives and they will have a stronger walk with God. And I thank you again for inviting me. Amen.
Amen. You are welcome. You are welcome. Father, we thank you and praise you right now for our bishop. And Lord, even as you allow me to hear this thing in my spirit, I ask you, God, to strengthen his nerves right now. Father, I ask you to touch the center of his brain, oh God, where all the electrical systems are connected. Lord, I ask you to strengthen him, God, no more falling. God, I ask you to strengthen him. Lord, send the people to fix the stair lifts that all he'll be able to write up and write down as he chooses to. Father, we praying right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that God, you have already extended. We are not asking for extension anymore. You have already extended his ears, oh God. Lord, you have given him an extension of his life, Lord. So, Father, but now we're asking for strengthening of his nervous system, oh God. And, Father, as he walked through the house, Lord, he will not shake anymore. The shaking must succeed right now in the name of Jesus. God, we speak to it. God, I heard you said to pray for it. So, Lord, I break my silence and come in just to pray for this right now, God. And I believe, God, that you hear me because you said if I call, you would answer. And that you will show me good and mighty things that I have no knowledge of. So, Father, I'm calling on the behalf of my brother, Lord God, the man that I love as my own blood brother. I ask you, Father God, to strengthen him. Let him see. Let him experience the old God, the engrafted power of Jesus Christ in his body. And, Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, because you alone are worthy of praise and honor. In Jesus' holy name we pray. I heard that three times, Bishop, and that's why I say the Lord tell me to pray for your strength, pray for the nurse. And I had to come in and pray for that. That's what I wanted to pray for. You know, I thank God for you, Lulu. Lula, I thank God for you that when we prayed here on Blog Talk, a lot of people are getting blessed. You know, a lot of people are getting blessed. Man, Apostle sent me a word from Africa on the word that preached about the peace of the mind and heart. And he sent me the word saying that he was so grateful that that's what he needed. He needed peace of mind and heart. But we pray for you, Apostle Evangelist Lulu, and we pray for God to grant you favor at the car dealership. And the praise did not touch the ground. They went straight to heaven, you know. And we heard it. And we said, God, give you favor. God should give you favor, you know. A lot of people are being blessed. A lot of people are being blessed here on Blog Talk Radio. Believe what I'm telling you. Even the apostle, Pastor Stewart, Pastor Washington, remember a couple of years ago when we prayed here on Blog Talk Radio for him to get a new building. And the people that were in the building, leave the building. The people that were in the building, leave the building. The Jehovah Witness people. And that building is very, very nice and plush. I'm telling you, plush. Not like the old building that he was in that you had to go in this little dinky bathroom that was all smelly. But he got the bathrooms are, I mean, plush. And the Lord grant him that thing with low down payment. Low down payment. So, you know, God is hearing us. He's hearing us because we are living. We're living for him. We're living for him. And when we speak, God hear. And when we listen, God speaks. This is what happens when we love talk. We just prayed for Minister Butmost, and I wouldn't think she would even going to be able to come on the line when I look and see. Because she said she would listen online. And I look and see she was on there. I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus. We just prayed for her. Just prayed for her. And then she was on the line. God is he's the God that answers. Believe what I'm telling you. When you listen, God speaks. When you speak, God hears. Glory to God. So thank God for that. I'm finished. If nobody, better Deacon always say that he don't get a chance to come in. He waits for the last minute. And when the line is open, he don't come in. The line is open for anyone that want to come and encourage the woman of God. The line is open, Bishop Deacon. The line is open.
Thank you. Thank you for that prayer. Thank you for all the prayers. Thank you. Bishop is calm. He's very calm right now. Hallelujah. When you started to pray, he had already started calming down. Now he's completely calm in the name of Jesus. He lifted up his hands, and his hands are not even shaking. He's not shaking at all. Before we prayed, his whole body was shaking. He was just shaking. And while y'all were Evangelist was preaching still, I began to pray and cast that thing out, and then Apostle came and he prayed, and now he's totally, totally calm.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
This is the thing that God does. God is hearing us. He said, if we ask, we will receive. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Shall believe. You believe and you receive. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank God for the prayers. And anyone else that's ready to come in, come on in. You have this time to come in. Amen. And we're grateful for each and every one of you. Thank you all for coming. Amen. It's a blessing to know that you all are on the line. Thank God. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Well, all right. I think that was enough. We have a lot of silence.
Go ahead,
going
Brother Bishop, and close us out.
Until we meet again, may the Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord shine his face upon us and give us peace.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you
amen.
All for coming.
Thank you all. God bless
you. Thank
you
all. God bless you too, Evangelist Lulu. Thank you for the word. God bless everyone today. And keep everyone safe. God bless
you. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye till next time.
Bye-bye.